在美国华盛顿州有一个小城叫 Spokane，住着一位叫做多德的夫人。
There is a little town called Spokane in Washington State. A lady, Mrs. Dodd, lived there.
他们兄弟六人。
The family has six siblings.
她是排行老二，在家里是唯一的女的。
She was the second child and the only daughter in that family.
那她妈妈在生第六个孩子的时候难产就过世了。
Her mother passed away when she was given to the sixth child of the family.
对她爸爸很不容易啊，后来就是她爸爸一手把这六个孩子拉扯长大的。
And so it was a very difficult time for her father. He has nourished and brought up all children by himself.
这个父亲呢就经营一个小的一个农场啊，白天要很辛苦的做工，然后晚上回到家呢要照顾这些孩子们，然后教养他们。
And he was running a farm, so during the day he worked very hard, to tend his farm. But after work, he still have to dedicate his time to bring up his children.
他很辛苦的把这几个六个孩子都拉扯长大之后。应该到他享受晚年儿女照顾他的时候他却生病过世。
After all children became adult, it was supposed to be the time he could enjoy his life. However, he passed away due to sickness.
所以那是1909年的时候。
And it happened in 1910.
那一年这个多德夫人就在教会里面庆祝了母亲节之后她心里就很想念她的父亲。
So when Mrs. Dodd celebrated Mother's Day in the church, at the time, she missed her father so much.
她深深地觉得她的父亲照顾他们这兄弟六个长大所付出的不比任何一个母亲的少。
She felt that, you know, the love and dedication of her father is no less than her mom.
所以她就跟她的牧师讲了这个想法。
So she talked with the pastor.
她跟她的牧师讲说，我觉得应该有一个父亲节来纪念普天下这些辛劳的父亲。
She told her pastor that there should be a Father's Day to let us remember, you know, the effort and the dedication of all fathers.
所以她的牧师很支持她啊，而且很多人都很喜欢这种想法。
And it was supported by.Her pastor and many others.
他写信给市长、给州长啊，最后美国的总统立法啊，就把这个六月的第三个星期日定为全国的纪念日，就是父亲节。
So she wrote to the mayor, to the governor. In the end, American president actually approved the legislation that designated the third Sunday as the National Father's Day.
感谢主哈，一年当中我们有一天专门的来思想也是纪念我们的父亲们的辛劳。
So there's a one day that we can ponder, you know, the love and the dedication of our fathers.
那当然这也是最好的一个机会哈，借着我们思想父亲的恩典来思想我们在天上的父亲给我们的丰盛的奇异的恩典。
Of course, this is a great opportunity. While we were thinking about our Father, we can also ponder the rich grace that we have received from our Heavenly Father.
真的是神的安排哈，今天我们就读到这一段的经文，就提到颂赞要归于我们在天上的父亲。
So such a wonderful coincidence today when we read the scripture, it mentioned that we have to all the praises.Should be to God.
今天是以弗所书系列信息的第二讲。
Today is the second message of the book Ephesians.
一开篇，保罗在介绍自己问安之后，马上就进入到一个重要的主题。
So from the very beginning, after Paul gave his greeting, he entered a very important theme.
就是从第三节到第十四节，好像从保罗的心中喷涌而出的一段非常丰富的一个赞美的一个祷告。
So it seems like, you know, from the verses 3 to 14, something Paul was eager to pour out the rich and radiant prayers that he wanted to dedicate to God.
这里面实在是太丰富了哈！这个保罗一旦开口要赞美神的时候，他就发觉他有讲不完的话哈，讲不出来的那种的丰盛要表达出来。
So because this is so rich, once Paul opened his mouth to praise, it seems like he couldn't stop.
所以大家知道，在原文里面，一章三节到第十四节就是一句话。
You know, in the Bibles, the original verse from verses 3 to 14, it was actually a one sentence.
当我们这样读下来，真的觉得这种的赞美是从他内心里面喷涌而出的一种的赞美。
So when we read the scripture, we can feel that, you know, this is something that poured out from his heart.
这应该是新约圣经里面最长的一句话，一共是202个字。
So this should be the longest sentence in the New Testament, 202 words.
但是总结起来，意思却很，这个主要的思想却很简单。
But it's very simple when we summarize the sentence.
用一句话来概括这里讲的内容，就是说当赞美神，为什么呢？给出我们如下的这些原因。
We can summarize that we should praise be to God because.
因为这个，所以我们要赞美神。
Because of such, and then we need to praise the Lord.
所以今天我们还不能讲到十四节哈，我们讲到第十节。这里面我们主要看，这里面让我们要敬拜赞美神的两个主要的原因。
So today we want to look at verses 3 to 10, and there's a two major reasons why we need to praise the Lord.
第一，为什么颂赞要归于神呢？
First of all, why praise be to God?
是因为他已经赐福了我。
Because he has blessed us.
第二个，我们为什么要颂赞神呢？
Why? The second question is why we want to praise the Lord.
在这许多的恩典祝福当中，有一个很重要的恩典和祝福。
Because among all the blessings, there is a very important one.
是靠着神的恩典，我们已经得了神儿子女儿的身份。
Because by God's grace, we received adoption of son to sonship.
就只有当我们真正的认识神，认识神给我们的丰盛的恩典，我们的敬拜，我们的赞美，我们的称颂才能变得越来越丰盛。
So when we really know who is God and really know what kind of blessing we receive, you know, our praise to God can become richer and more fulfilling.
让我们的敬拜能够更加的丰富，更加的有内容，就是你要认识这位神，认识他已经赐给我们的丰盛的恩典。
So in order to make our worship more rich and fulfilling, you have to know who this God is, and also the blessing He gave us.
我们先看第三节，这里面所讲的是给我们的第一个重要的颂赞神的原因。
So let's look at verse 3. He gave us one main reason why we want to praise the Lord.
颂赞这个词实际上就是那个 blessing, 就是那个祝福那个词。
Praise actually equals to blessing.
所以这里面实际上这个词重复了三次。
So you can see that this exact verb has been repeated three times.
颂赞啊，我们要赞美祝福神，因为神已经祝福了我们，是这位神而来的福气。
Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ.
所以你看哈，中文翻译成赐给，实际上英文就翻译成 bless 啊，就是用这个福气赐福我们的意思。
So you can see from actually the English translation, it says blessed.
这个福气从哪里来的呢？是在天上的福气。
So where this bless come from? It from the heavenly realms.
这个福气是地上没有办法完全这个找得到的。
So this is the blessing we cannot find on earth.
世人地上的东西都会被人夺去的。
So everything on earth can be stripped away by other people.
但是如果这个福气是存在天上，就没有人能够夺去了。
But if we deposit our blessing in heaven, nobody can take it away.
地上的财宝会有虫子咬，会生锈，会有贼给你偷走的，但是天上的不会。
Earthly treasures can be eroded, you know, eaten by insects or stolen by someone else. But the heavenly treasure couldn't be taken away.
神特别应许我们，我们存在天上的，在上帝面前的这些的财宝，上帝亲自为我们掌管的。
Because God has promised, you know, the treasure that we stored in heaven, He will take care of it.
地上的东西，无论是财宝，无论是健康，包括人的生命，都不能够存到永远，都是暂时的。
Because heaven, earthly treasure, including your health and life, cannot last forever.
所以这句话一下子，保罗就把我们的心提到天上去。
So through this sentence, Paul has brought us to heaven.
而且他从另外一个角度讲说，这个的福气啊，不光是存在天上的，而且它是各样属灵的福气。
He also mentioned that all these blessings not only stored in heaven, but this treasure including spiritual blessings.
地上有很多这个 physical 的方面的福气，阳光、空气、水，我们每天都领受这些的福气。
There are many earthly blessings, for example, like the sunshine, rain, and air. We enjoy that every day.
但是保罗这里单单的为，不是为这些东西做感恩。这些是应该感恩的，但今天他让我们 focus 在这个叫做属灵的福气上，为这些事情感恩。
So Paul not only want us to look at the earthly blessing. Of course, we should be thankful for the earthly blessing, but he want us to focus on the spiritual blessing today.
人活在世上，不光是只有身体 physical 的这一面，他还有一个灵命灵魂的一面。那我们今天要专心的为这个属灵的福气来赞美神，感谢。
When we live on earth, we are not only count on physical blessing, but there's also a spiritual aspect. So today, let's focus on the spiritual aspect.
这个福气是怎么得到的呢？是从赐给我们的，不是我们挣来的。
So how we receive those blessings? Those blessings were given to us. It was not earned by us.
不是我们做工换来，而是神靠着他的恩典赐给我们，只要我们愿意领受，上帝就会赐给我们。
We got this blessing not because we work hard. It's as long as we are willing to receive, God will give those blessings to us.
保罗此时是坐在罗马的监牢当中，失去了自由，失去了这个清洁的空气、美好的食物这些物质上的祝福，但是他这个时候思想的是从上帝而来的，世上夺不去的属灵的丰盛的福气。
When Paul wrote this letter, he was actually in a prison in Rome. He has lost many earthly blessings. For example, pure air, delicious food. However, he talked about spiritual blessing that couldn't be stripped away on earth.
就是因为他失去了很多地上的福气。包括他的人身自由，让他更深的能够体会到这里面，在耶稣基督里面所加给我们的天上的属灵的福气是何等的宝贵。
Just because he has lost so many earthly blessings, including his own freedom, that's why he can understand how precious it is to receive the heavenly blessing, which couldn't be taken away by anyone else.
这福气是通过什么得到的呢？
So how
can we do it? 就是在基督里。
How can we receive those blessings? We can only receive that from one place, in Christ.
你要想得到这些天上的、属灵的、各样的、凭着信心领受的这个福气吗？你必须在基督里。
Do you want to receive those spiritual blessings? You have to be in Christ.
你要想带给别人福气吗？你要想把这种的属灵的、天上的各样的福气赐福给别人吗？你必须在基督里，把人带到基督里。
Do you want to share this kind of blessing to others? Then you have to bring them in Christ.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
So whoever was born in Jesus, whoever is in Christ, he is a new creation.
神的本性中一切的丰盛都有形有体的。住在基督里。
For in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form.
那保罗的这种的祝福，这种的赞美的根源， 出自于属天的福气的这种的赞美，跟当时的人的见面的问候很不一样。
So when Paul mentioned this kind of blessing, this spiritual blessing, it was very different from the practice in their life at that time.
当时的人彼此见面的时候，常常用的几个祝福的词就是喜乐，就是发财，就是健康。
So it was frequently when people met together, the way they greet and bless each other is about joy, you know, fortune or health.
其实跟今天也没有太大区别。
It was very not very different from today's.
我们过节的时候会各种各样的快乐。
So every time there is a festival, we always say happy something.
Yeah, 我们也会说恭喜发财。
We will also say during the New Year, you know, good fortune.
我们也喜欢祝福别人说长命百岁。
We also want to give other blessing that the longevity.
大家还记得保罗在祝福人的时候他讲两个词，一个叫什么？恩惠，一个叫平安。
Do you still remember when Paul gave blessing to others, he always mentioned two words, grace and peace.
这是我们上次讲的，在第二节他问安，向教会问安的时候，也把这本书的主题目的写出来了，为什么要向这些人问安，要让他们得到什么样的福气呢？两个很重要的哈，愿恩惠平安从神我们的父和主耶稣基督归于你们。
So this is what we read last time. Every time Paul want to bless people or the churches, he mentioned two words, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
恩惠是人不配得的，但是神赐福给人。
Grace is not something we deserve; it was given by the Lord.
平安是人那样活出的一个完整的、健康的这个身心灵，在神的面前都蒙喜悦的那一种的状态。
So peace is actually a nature that we, our body, our soul, and spirit are in harmony and in the best shape in Christ, in God.
所以整本的以弗所书后面的经文就给我们解释，从神而来的恩惠是什么，从神而来的平安到底是什么。
So in Ephesians, then he gave us a more explanation. What does that mean? The grace and the peace come from heaven.
那这一切的福气都是在主耶稣基督里。
And all these blessings can only exist in Christ.
从神而来，神的根源，但是那个管道是在主耶稣基督里面，借着主耶稣基督，这些的恩惠、平安、福气临到我们。
So all the blessings come from God, but it has to be conduit by Jesus Christ. So He is the bridge to bridge between us and God.
为什么要颂赞神呢？
Why do we have to praise the Lord?
因为神已经把天上的福气赐给我们了。
Because God has given us the heavenly blessings.
因为是各样的属灵的福气。
Because He gave us every spiritual blessing.
而且这个福气是白白的赐给我们的，凭着信心领受的。
And because the all these blessings are given us freely.
那个关键在这里啊，这一切的福气都是存在主耶稣基督的里面。
But the key is that all the blessings and is in Christ.
接下来他就说就如，就把更具体的原因告诉我们了。
Then he just tells us why.
为什么要颂赞神？第二个很重要的原因，从第四节开始讲到就如的时候，他围绕着一个概念，就是我们在基督里得到了这个儿子的名分。
And starting from verses 4, he mentioned a very important reason we want to praise the Lord because we receive adoption of sonship.
这里的内容特别的丰富。
And the content is so rich.
我们看这几个重要的观念。
Let's look at those very important concepts.
这福气就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们。
The blessing is that for He chose us in Him before the creation of the world.
拣选我们做什么呢？
Why He chose us?
预定我们。借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分
，and predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ。
这件事情是在什么时候发生的呢？在创立世界以前，这个事情就发生。
When it happened before the creation of the world。
就像我们做儿女的一样，都不是我们自己决定来这个世界的，是我们的父母做了这个决定，把我们带入这个世界的。
Just like every child can come to this world not by their choice, they were brought to this world by the decision made from their parents.
在孩子没有出生之前，有些父母可能会在一起商量，哦，我们该有孩子了。
So before a child was born, some parents may have a discussion that we want to have a child.
那有些父母可能没有这么具体的去讨论这件事情，但是自从他们结婚的那一天开始，他们已经预备好了，准备要迎接孩子来到这个世上。
Well, some parents may not have detailed discussion, but when they got married, they actually have already prepared to receive a child.
所以这句话一下子就把我们带到创立世界之前圣父、圣子、圣灵之间的一个商量、一个对话的当中。
So this sentence brought up to the situation before the creation, the Trinity, they actually have to reach a consensus.
当这个世界还没有被造之前，圣父、圣子、圣灵已经在那里商量，不光讨论亚当的被造的事情。
So before the creation of this world, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.Had already discussed, you know, not only about the creation of Adam.
他们在谈论一件比亚当被造更超越的一件事情，就是要在耶稣基督里面拣选每一个相信的人成为上帝的儿女。
They, other than the creation of Adam, they actually discussed something long in the future. They want to choose adopt sons in Jesus Christ.
圣父、圣子、圣灵，他们做这件事情的时候，当时他们的心态是什么？他们的这个态度是什么呢
？Why when they why they decided to do this？
又因爱我们，就是按照自己己所喜悦的预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
It mentioned here because he loved us and with his pleasure and the will。
我们在。还没有被造，还没有出生，这个世界都没有产生之前，神已经定义在耶稣基督里拣选我们这些相信的人，是出于他对我们的爱。
So before even the world was created, God has decided to choose us. It was out of His love.
一个父母给儿女的最大的爱的一个表达是什么
？So how could a parent express their love to a child?
当然在孩子没有出生之前父母都会做预备这些事情啊这个小床啊玩具啊吃的用的衣服都会预备好。
So before a child was born, of course many parents would prepare things like their beds, you know, their food, the clothing, everything, they were made of preparation.
我们做父母的都尽我们一切的努力让这个孩子能够健康的成长能够上最好的学区的学校。然后我们为这件事情好好的去预备搬家哈，找到那个好的学区为他来预备。
So all parents made their best effort to make sure the child will grow up healthily, and also we will choose the best school for them, even relocate to a school district that can benefit their child.
创造一切条件为他预备哈，不光让他好好学习，还要让他锻炼身体，还要学各种样的技能，让他最后能够申请到。最好的大学去读书。
So not only we want our children to be healthy, but also we want to give him many skills that he can go to the best college.
但这都不是我们做父母的给儿女的最大的祝福。
However, this is not the best blessing a parent could give to their children.
什么是一个父母能够赐福给孩子的最大的福气？就是我们自己吗？
So what's the best blessing we can give to our child? It's ourselves.
我们不光是给他们外在的这些的礼物，这些祝福，而且能够陪伴他们，花时间跟他们在一起，陪着他们一起来成长。这是一个做父母的能够给儿女的最大的福气。
So the best blessing parents can give to their children, not only the gifts, you know, things they prepare or the school they can go.But also the presence of the company of the parents, so the parents can grow up with their children.
我们会发觉很多的孩子在很富裕的、很充裕的这些的环境当中长大，却缺失了他的父亲，却是一个缺失的父亲的话，这个对孩子的一生的影响是非常大的。
We can find out that even a child grew up in a rich family with the absence of the father, it could have a long-term impact on the child.
这就是这里讲的哈，天父出于爱赐给我们的最大的福气是什么？给我们一个关系，把他自己给我们，让我们成为他的儿子女儿，让我们跟他有这样一种亲密的关系，这是神给我们的最大的福气。
So in this paragraph, it mentioned that the best blessing that our Heavenly Father wants to give us is Himself. So He gave us a relationship. He wants to adopt us as His children.
所以得儿子的名分，这个英文就把这个意思翻译出来了，这是一个领养 adoption， 把我们本来不是他儿子的，把我们领养进入到这个家庭，成为他的儿子。
So the English translation can better express the meaning to become God's children because we are adopted to this family.
我们都知道怎么成为上帝的儿女哈，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，神就赐给他们权柄，做上帝的儿女。
So here, how we can be part of God's family? So he said that no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water, and so no one can receive him. To those who believe in him, he gave the right to become children of God.
接待神的，接待耶稣的，信神，信耶稣名的人，他就得了神儿女的权柄哈。刚才读的那段经文是讲到第二段，我们必须重生，这是耶稣讲。
So,
你若不重生，就不能见神的国。
So first of all, we need to receive God. But the second thing is that we have to be born again.
从肉身生的，从我们父母这样一代一代肉身生出来，就是肉身的这个生命。
Because flesh gives birth to flesh.
从灵生的，就是灵，借着相信耶稣基督灵里面重生，那才是真实的、永远的属灵的生命。
But spirit gives birth to spirit, so we can only be reborn in spirit and become the children of God forever.
那这里保罗用了另外一种的角度去描述我们怎么成为上帝的儿女呢？是领养来的。
So here, Paul describes how we become God's children through a different concept.
所以我们在这里要体会一下哈，这个领养的不是次一等的孩子。
So here we have to understand to be adopted children doesn't mean that we are the second class.
这是我们从这个传统啊文化啊这些东西可能受到一些的影响，以为是领养的就是次一等，比亲生的要差一些。
So because this may embed in our culture, we thought that adopted child is the second class in the family.
但是在神的里面，真正是他儿子只有一位，就是耶稣基督。
But you know, from God's point of view, there's only one son, it's Jesus Christ.
所以我们被领养成为像耶稣基督一样在神的面前成为他的儿女。
So we were adopted to become his children like Jesus Christ.
在罗马当时的这个文化当中呢，这个领养的孩子在法律上是跟亲生的孩子是同等地位的。
So according to the Romans law, adopted children can enjoy the same legal status.
领养进入这个家庭的儿子和亲生的儿子呢，是在继承父亲的遗产上面是有同等的权利的。
So adopted son can enjoy the same legal status of a born child to inherit all the properties and fortune.
另外一个意思就是说我们不是像亚当一样在神的面前被称为上帝的儿子，是照着耶稣基督的等次在神的面前被称为儿子的，所以这是这个领养的意思。
Another meaning of this sentence means that we are not the same as Adams, but we are actually in the same class as Jesus Christ in God's eyes.
首先呢，亚当第一个人呢，成了有灵的活人。
The first man, Adam, has become a man with a soul, a spirit.
叫做 living being.
Living
being. 他是有灵的活人，但是末后的亚当就是耶稣基督了，成了叫人活的灵，是不一样等次的。
So, but Jesus Christ has become the spirit that makes people live. It's a very different level.
life-giving spirit 啊，这是耶稣基督来的时候要创造一个新的族类啊。你如果只在亚当里面，从亚当接着父母生出来，你这属于亚当的族类。
So this is a new humankind. If you only in Adam's, born by the parents, you can only belong to the Adam's group.
所有的人一生出来就属于这个第一个亚当的这个族类。
Everybody born from a parent belong to Adam's family.
但耶稣基督来了就不一样了，他创造了一个新的族类。
But when Jesus came, he created a new family.
所以他要被耶稣又被称为第二个亚当，或者叫做末后的亚当。
That's why Jesus was called the second Adam or the last Adam.
约翰，使徒约翰给我们的解释说，你必须要重生啊，你就必须生第二回啊，你生第一回是第一个亚当的后裔啊，但是你必须要重生，成为第二个族类的话，必须借着灵里面的重生，进入到第二个族类当中。
That's why Apostle John told us, you have to be born again. First time you were born from Adam.And then you have to be born again through spirit to enter Jesus' family.
那保罗讲的是同样的意思，你必须被领养，本来不是的，但借着领养 adoption 可以成为第二个新的族类，是耶稣基督的族类。
So Paul was talking about the same concept here. You have to be adopted to become a family member of Jesus Christ, become a new humankind.
这里还有重要的概念。讲到是借着这爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免。
Here, this is another concept that in Him we have a redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace.
救赎是一个命换另外一个命啊，同样价值的东西把那个东西赎出来啊，是这个概念。
So redemption means that you have to trade up with the same value. You have to sacrifice one life to redeem another life.
我们怎么能够成为神的儿子呢？
How can we become God's sons?
是神用他的爱子的血把我们换回来的。
God used the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son's blood, to redeem us.
是用他的独生的、最难割舍的、他所爱的那个儿子的生命。把我们救赎出来。
He redeemed us with His only Son's blood, the Son He loved most.
人世间最难令人割舍的，大概就是独生的爱子。
Well, on earth, the most difficult things to give away may be your only child.
这是为什么亚伯拉罕，神要试验他到神对神到底有没有信心的时候，就是试验他这一点，他唯一的。神赐给他的，他所爱的那个儿子，他愿不愿意拿去献给神呢
？So maybe that's why you know when God want to test Abraham, He wanted Abraham to offer his only son to see if he has enough faith to sacrifice his only son, the son he loved most, to God.
即使是亚伯拉罕有这样的信心，把他的独生的爱子献到那个祭坛上的时候，神最后一刻都不忍心了。阻止这件事情啊！这件事情实在是太难做到了。上帝把这件事情停下来啊，取了周围的一个羊来代替这个儿子。
So even though Abraham was willing with the faith, but at the last moment God stopped him because God know that it's so difficult for a human being to do that. So he provided a goat to replace Abraham's sons.
但上帝用他的爱子来换我们的生命的时候，这件事是没有停在最后一刻的。
But when God decided to use His only Son to redeem us, it didn't stop at the last moment.
耶稣基督真的是被钉上十字架。
Jesus really was crucified on the cross.
他的血真的流出来了。
His blood really flew for us.
他最后一口气真的是断掉了。他真的死在十字架上。
He lost his last breath and died on the cross.
为的是什么
？Why？
就是要我们借着爱子的血被救赎、被换出来。
To redeem us through His blood.
他死了是为了你我不死。
He died so that we can live forever.
他付上这个罪的代价、刑罚的代价，是为你我承担了这个刑罚。
He paid the ransom for the sins so that. We don't have to go through this.
让我们今天可以借着 爱子的血成为上帝的儿女。
So we can become God's children through the blood of God's Son.
为什么我们的过犯可以被赦免掉呢？
Why can our sin be forgiven?
就是那位钉十字架的爱子，他血流出的时候已经付上了这个过犯的刑罚的代价。
Because when Jesus was nailed on the cross, his blood has already paid the price for us.
我们怎么能不赞美神？
So how can we not give our praise to the God?
这么大的恩典，这么大的救赎，完全是白白的赐给我们。
Such a great redemption and the grace, it was given to us for free.
为什么我们要颂赞神？因为我们在耶稣基督里面得了这个儿子的名分。
So why do we want to praise the Lord? Because we received adoption to sonship in Jesus Christ.
选和预定强调的是上帝的主权。
Because when we talk about chosen and the predestined, we will talk about the sovereignty of God.
天父的主动，它不是因为我们做得好，不是我们是什么样的好人，是出于他的恩典拣选预定了这件事。
And God took the initiative.Because of His grace and love, not because we have done something good.
上帝做这件事情的动机是出于他对我们的爱，出于他的喜悦做这件事情。
And the motivation of God is out of love and pleasure.
借着重生，借着领养，不是说我们低等，而是把我们提升到主耶稣基督的这个层次来做上帝的儿女。
And we become born again through adoption doesn't mean that we are inferior.It actually brought us to the family of Jesus Christ.
付上何等沉重的代价，是借着他爱子的血救赎赦免了我们。
And the heavy cost that he paid is through the blood of Jesus Christ, so that we can be redeemed.
所有得到这个恩典、明白这个恩典的人，都不得不像使徒约翰一样发出这样的赞叹：你看，父赐给我们是何等的慈爱。使我们得称为神的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女。世人所以不认识我们，是因未曾认识他。
So whoever receives this grace and love, they will praise the Lord just like Apostle John from their heart. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called the children of God. That is what we are. The reason.The world does not know us, is that it did not know him.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道，主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。
And John also said, Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known, but we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
凡像他有这指望的，就洁净自己，像他洁净一样。
All who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure.
呀，这些经文真的是在灵里面都是相通的哈。保罗也是，他要讲到这一点。他讲的说，我们作为神的儿女啊，儿子要代表上帝的形象，儿子要显明上帝的圣洁。儿子，我们这些做儿女的，上帝是对我们有期待的，要成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
So in spirit, all these sentences are actually have a common theme that you know we should be like the represented the image of Jesus Christ. God in Him, you know, God actually has some expectation for us. We have to be holy and blameless.
我们要圣洁，因为神是圣洁的哈。这个我们要带着上帝的形象，在这个世界上来彰显他的形象。
We have to be holy because God is holy, and we want to be a representative of God on earth to reveal His image.
这是每个做父亲的对自己所爱的儿女的一种期待。
This is expectation for every father to their children.
同时，你看上帝对我们呢？真的不光是把我们当小孩小儿子这个来对待，也希望我们不断的长大，不断的长大，长到一定程度，我们能够怎么样明白天父的心意的。
So God didn't treat us as a baby, but He expects us to grow So to the point that we can understand His will.
靠着神的恩典，我们成为神的儿子了，而且在神的恩典当中不断的长大了。长到一定程度怎么样？靠着他丰盛的恩典呢，是叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘。
So in Him we became not only His children, we can continue to grow to the extent that we can grow to be adult and know the mystery of His will.
孩子小的时候，我们很多话没办法跟他们讲。
Because when you have young children, there's a lot of things you don't want to talk to them.
我们讲了，他们也不一定明白。
Even we tell them, they couldn't understand.
但是到了一定年龄的，我们做父母的就很希望孩子们跟我们讲讲话。
But you know, when they grow to a certain age, all parents want to have a meaningful conversation with their children.
很期待这些孩子们能够明白我们心里在想什么，我们的心意是什么。
And we expect our children to understand what are we thinking.
上帝也是这样对待我们的。
God also like this.
把一些很重要的被称作旨意的奥秘的东西，关乎这个世界，关乎这个最终的所要发生的这事情，这些的奥秘，以前没有启示的东西呢，在这里告诉我们是什么呢？是照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，是天上地上一切所有的都在基督里同归于一。
So what's the mystery that God wants us to know when we become a mature? We can learn from the sentence to be put into effect when the times reach their fulfillment to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ.
一句话把这个世界最终的终局都讲出来了。
So this sentence told us the end game of this world.
我们被称为第一批啊，第一批出熟的果子哈，我们是先进到基督里面的。
So we are the first group of fruit that has matured, and we are the one who entered Jesus Christ.
这个世界的终结要发生什么
？So what's the end game of this world?
所有预定要得救的人都在基督里面同归于一。
So all the predestined people who will be saved and they are all under Jesus Christ.
不光包括我们重生得救的人哦，他说这个天上地上一切所有的啊，包括这个啊被造之物都在一起的，都要在耶稣基督里最后怎么样同归于一。
Not only the born again Christian and us, but you know here it mentioned that everything.In heaven and on earth will be brought together under Christ.
那这一切成就最终要什么呢？使他荣耀的恩典得到称赞。
And what's the purpose? To the praise of His glorious grace.
为什么我们要颂赞神啊？因为我们成了上帝的儿女。
Why we want to praise the Lord? Because we have become His son.
神定义要让我们照着他儿子的样式去生活哈。使我们成为圣洁无有瑕疵。
And God has an expectation for us. He wants us to be holy and blameless.
而且怎么对待我们呢？把他心里面最奥秘、最盼望、最喜悦的要发生的事情都告诉我们了啊，使他的旨意向我们显明。
So how He treats us like His sons, He made known to us the mystery of His will.
一切的目的是为了最后让上帝得到当得的荣耀。
Finally, what is the purpose of all this process is to the praise of His glorious grace.
大家注意，这一段经文当中反复出现的最关键的那个词就是在基督里。
So, we have to pay attention that one word repeatedly, in all these verses is in Christ.
天上的各样的属灵的福气是在基督里赐给了我们。
So all blessings from heaven and earth can only exist in Christ.
我们是在基督里被拣选的，然后在他的里面成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。我们怎么得的儿子名分？是借着耶稣基督得的。
He chose us in Him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless, and only in Him, in His sight, in love, He predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ.
我们是在他爱子里。赐给我们得到这些丰盛的恩典。
And only in the one He loved that we receive all the blessings.
也是借着爱子的血得蒙救赎。
So through the blood of his beloved son, we can be redeemed.
最后呢，是天上地下所有的一切是在基督里面要同归于。
And finally, everything in heaven and on earth will be united under Christ.
所以这次我们读以弗所书的时候，从第一天我们就跟大家分享说，我们要学习怎么建造教会。
From the first sermon, when we talk about Ephesians, we are talking about how to build a church.
因为整个以弗所书的主题就是在讲基督的教会。
Because the main theme of Ephesians is talk about the church.
所以今天这个信息让我们回到这一点，我们怎么建造教会？是在基督里建造教会。
So how can we build a church? We have to build a church in Christ.
因为一切的恩典，神的一切的作为，都是在基督里面发生的。
Because all the blessings and every action can only happen in Christ.
我们要想建造一个讨神喜悦的教会，一定是在基督里面所建造的讨他喜悦的教会。
If we want to please God by building a church, the church has to be built in Christ.
那什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
什么叫在基督里建造教会呢？
What does it mean that to build up people's spiritual church in Christ?
第一个我们要学习的就是在基督里是建造人的生命哦。
First, we have to learn, you know, in Christ means that we have to build up people's spiritual life.
我们要帮助人进到基督里面成为新造的人。
We have to help people to enter Christ to become a born again.
我们在基督里把那个福音介绍给别人，让人能够借着相信而进到基督里。
Well, in Christ, we introduce gospel to others and brought them to Christ.
相信的人，我们要鼓励他们快快受洗啊。借着洗礼归入基督，进到基督里。
So for those who believe in God, we want to urge them to be baptized so that they can enter to Christ.
已经信主受洗的弟兄姐妹，我们要用神的话语建造他们的信心。
So those who already baptized become Christian, we want to build up them with God's words.
因为神的一切的丰盛都在有形有体的住在基督里。
Because everything.Informs are in Christ.
借着这个恩惠的圣经的话语，恩惠的道呢，让人不断的能够领受这些的丰盛。
So people can continue to receive abundant blessing through God's words.
这是属灵的建造，是属天的建造。
This is the build up of people's lives through spiritual and heavenly words.
所以我们教会当中所做的事情要对准人的生命的建造，这叫在基督里建造。
So, to build up our church, then we have to focus on building people's life in Christ.
很多弟兄姐妹对王一牧师都不陌生的。
Many of you are familiar with Pastor Wang Yi.
王一牧师可以说是中国当代家庭教会的代表人物之一。
Pastor Wang Yi could be one of the symbol of a family church in modern China.
在成都秋雨圣约教会做牧师。
He was the pastor of Early Rain Covenant Church in Chengdu.
他带领这个教会在一个无神论，相信无神论的这个政府的统治之下建造属神的教会。
He built a church under a government who denied the existence of God.
这是在教会历史上很独特的一种的建造教会的一个环境。
It's a very unique environment to build a church.
那2018年12月9号他被抓，被关在监牢，判了九年。
In December 19, 2018, he was arrested and sentenced to 9 years.
他在被捕之前他在讲，他说神给我三个使命。
Before he was arrested, he said that God gave me 3 missions.
一件事叫跪下来祷告。
The first thing is that I have to kneel down to pray.
站起来呢就讲道。
So when I stand up, I have to preach.
跑着去宣教。
And when I run for the gospel, the mission.
他说为了完成神给我这三个使命呢，上帝给了我三个锦囊妙计。
So to accomplish those three missions, God gave me three silver bullets.
一个随时准备搬家。
First one, that I have to ready to move anytime.
第二个随时准备被抓。
Secondly, I have to be ready to be arrested anytime.
第三个，随时准备回天家。
And thirdly, I have to be ready to go back to the heavenly home anytime.
感谢主，借着他的这个牧养，专心在建造人生命的这种的牧养，造就了许许多多的人。
Praise to the Lord, because he's such a focused pastor that he has built up many people's lives.
虽然他今天人被关在监牢里，但是他传讲的这些信息在造就越来越多的人。
Even though he was in prison, the message he has shared actually built up more and more people.
现在海外的弟兄姐妹帮他建了一个叫王一文库。
Many Chinese overseas have built up a Wang Yi resource library for him.
在 YouTube 上你可以听到他的讲道。
You can listen to his message on YouTube.
他在被抓的2018年被抓之前那段时间，他在讲一个系列叫做中国家庭教会史。
Before he was arrested in 2018, he was talking in a series of message about the history of Chinese family church.
把中国家庭教会的这个发展从它的根源一段一段的讲哈，我很喜欢，也从他的这一段的分享教导当中呢得到很多的造就。
So he explained the history and development of a Chinese family church, and I really enjoyed and inspired by his messages.
在这样一个被逼迫的一个教会的环境当中，这个教会这位传道人所为主所做的见证，今天借着网络的传播，造就越来越多的人。
So even though the church was persecuted, but the message and the church that Pastor Wang Yi built up has built up more and more people nowadays.
对准人生命的，也是发自生命里面的这种的见证。这是在耶稣基督里的建造。
So when you share the message from your heart, your life, this is kind of a build up people's life in Christ.
借着他的传讲，借着他生命的亲身的实践，把这种道能够活在这个时代，成为主的见证。
So he becomes a living testimony for God, you know, by living.What he learned and living as an example.
在基督里的建造啊，除了是对准生命的建造，也是与众教会联合在一起的建造。
So to build a church, not only we need to build up a people's spiritual life, but we also have to build a relationship with the other churches.
在基督里的建造是帮助我们突破个人一个教会的这种局限，让我们能够与众肢体联合在一起。来建造属神的教会。
So when we build up ourselves or one church, it helps us to break through our limits so that we can be united with other churches.
在神的国度当中，好像一个大的一个拼图哈，我们这个人这个肢体和我们这个教会是整个这个大拼图当中的一小片而已。
So in God's kingdom, it's like a big puzzle.We are only one piece of this big puzzle.
但今天在基督里，让我们有一个宏大的一个范围，让我们的建造是借着跟各个肢体的连接，成为一个整个的啊神心意中的建造。
So, in Christ, that even we're just one piece, we can join a bigger mission and picture connected with the other bodies and the churches.
感谢主啊，上个星期这个我们两位姊妹啊 ,Sylvia 姊妹和 Joanna 姊妹是去到休斯顿啊，在那里跟那里的向儿童传福音的施工连接在一起，跟他们一起配搭，一起学习，一起来服侍。
So, thanks God. Last week, Sister Sylvia and Joanna went to Houston and to learn how to minister children so they can connect with other churches and bodies.
今年春天的时候，我们的艾迪弟兄和我们的周秀娟姊妹是去到北卡，在那里的门徒训练当中得造就，参与他们的服事。
And last spring, Brother Eddie and another sister, 周秀娟, they went to North Carolina to learn how to build up people.
二月份我去到泰国的清迈，然后四月底的时候 清迈的这个牧师，两位牧师就来到我们的当中，这是一种在跨文化宣教当中的一种的连接，一种的配搭。
So last February, I went to Chiang Mai, and later, two pastors came from Chiang Mai, to join us in the U.S. This is also a build-up, actually a transcendent of different culture and churches in Christ.
这种连接是非常美的哈。
It's such a beautiful connection.
我们跟清迈的施工连在一起，同心宣教，我们就加入到跨文化的宣教当中。
So when we connected with the churches in Chiang Mai, we also joined this, transcendental culture of church building.
北卡的那些同工专心的在做门徒训练，很多东西我们可以跟他们学习的。
So, those brothers and sisters in North Carolina are focusing on how to build up discipleship. So we can learn a lot from them.
这些很有恩赐的在儿童、青少年当中做宣教工作这些同工，我们可以从他们那里学到很多。
We can also learn from people who focus on ministry, youth and the children.
七月底我们就跟德国镇的教会一起连接，我们做把握时机的宣教课程的训练了。
So in July, we will work with the church in Germantown.
我们还支持这个崔浩哲，我们支持境界，我们支持 BCM, 支持这个 Wycliffe, 还有这个 Action Mission, 等等，这些都是在主耶稣基督的国度当中彼此连接的建造。
So we also support the Trumpeter, 境界 BCM, Wycliffe Action Mission. This is a build-up beyond our own church in Christ.
我们跟桥梁这个机构的合作，我们一方面学习到他们所做的，在我们教会推广三阶、四阶的这个训练，同时我们也在祷告上、经济上给他们有支持，这是很美的，在国度当中基督里的建造。
So we also are connected with and supported the 桥梁. This is a very beautiful thing that we build up each other.
接着幸福小组的服事，我们服事到纽约的教会、台湾的教会、Virginia 的教会，中国大陆的这些同工在我们当中一起来配搭，这是在主里面的一个美好的建造。
And through the happiness group that we are able to build up a brother and sister in the U.S., in Taiwan, in China, this is a connection with others in Christ.
感谢主啊，让我们教会从一开始在建造的时候就有一个神国度的眼光。
So thanks God, when our church started, we already have the vision of God's kingdom.
我们都是为了一个目的。
We only have one purpose.
最后让这一个大的拼图能够得以完成。
So this big puzzle can be accomplished.
为了建造基督的身体，我们摆上我们自己，当摆上这一份。
To build up the body of Christ, we offer what we could.
这是在基督里的建造。
This is the build up in Christ.
以弗所说的主题就是基督的身体，基督的教会。
The main theme of Ephesians is about the Church of Christ.
我们今天学习到，提醒到，当在基督里来建造我们的教会。
Today we learn that we have to build our church in Christ.
当我们按照神的心意在基督里建造这个教会的时候，这就是我们对神的颂赞和敬拜。
So when we follow God's will to build up our church in Christ,This is our praise to God. Let us bow our head and pray.
在天上的父，若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力。
Dear Heavenly Father, if the house was not built by Christ, all the efforts are in vain.
若不是你亲自在看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。
So if it's not you who watch the city, it will also in vain efforts.
当我们借着以弗所书来专心的来思考你建造教会的心意的时候，求你给我们智慧。
So through Ephesians, when we ponder how to build up your church, please give us your wisdom.
求你打开我们心灵中的眼睛。
Please open our spiritual eyes.
看到你的荣耀。
To see the glory.
看到你的丰盛的恩典。
to see your abundant grace，
明白你旨意的奥秘，
to understand the mystery of your will，
专心靠着你的恩典建造讨你喜悦的教会。
So we can focus on building a church according to your will and please you.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.